How do you feel about environmental issues?
Environmental issues? I quite like it here, to be honest. Like the whole recycling system as well, like in England as well, is very like fairly done. But in Italy, we don't really do that.
Why not?
In my region, there's a lot of issues like that. It's like we have, for instance, there is this huge national park next to where I live, which is called Parco Nazionale della Sila, and it's full up of rubbish. And it's like something that should be like taken care of, but nobody does. It's like all goes back to politics and stuff.
Is there an attitude about taking care of it and nobody does it? Or is just there's no attitude even of like, oh, what's the problem? I don't see anything wrong. This litter is litter, right?
I think it's just like a recent thing. Like there's the awareness about the environment and stuff is growing. So it's like kind of getting better, but still people, like, they don't really care.
Really?
They still, yeah, I think, like, they don't do, it all goes back to school and the education system, like, I don't know what you call it, to be honest, mm-hmm. but educazione civica, like, education, civica. Education to the society or environment.
Civic education or social
education,
studies.
Education, that is barely taught in Italy.
It's interesting that you say that there's not a lot of interest or not a lot of awareness. Would there be a lot of awareness about other issues, like, let's say, climate change in Italy?
I think that is not even a thing in Italy. That nobody thinks about it.
Really? Mm,
climate change. Don't know. What is that?
Wait, but you're not telling me. You're joking, right? You do know what climate change
is. At the moment,
okay,
I
good,
am.
Good, good, good.
At
okay.
the moment, I am joking. But always going back to school, never even heard anyone talking about that. As well as, like, recycling. I'm talking only about my town now. It's a thing relatively new. I think we started recycling like last year or 2 years ago in my town.
So when you say going back to school, let's see, you told me you're 26. So maybe about 6 years ago when climate change really started getting into the headlines, wasn't discussed, wasn't?
It wasn't at all. It wasn't part of a Latin program.
How is climate change affecting the Mediterranean? Do you have any idea? Like, are there a lot more storms, a lot colder winters, or a lot warmer winters in the Mediterranean?
I'm not sure about it. I'm actually not sure. Mm. It might be. How is it affecting, like, Japan, for instance?
Okay, well, for example, right now, what have we got? This past week, we've had nothing but cloudy weather.
Yes.
But what's interesting to me is that this is now, what, the third week of October. And normally about this time, we're going to get highs on a normal day. And then the average highs would be about 18, 17 degrees. And the normal lows would be about 10 or maybe 11 degrees. And we're about on both sides, high and low, about 3 degrees higher than that. And it's been that way very consistently from the beginning of October to now. So because climate change, I think about it a lot and I talk about it with my students. I don't know if I'm wrong, you know, this is still just personal perception, but it seems to me this is a very warm October.
I felt like that too when I came here. It's like the humidity is very high as well here in Kitakyushu.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm sweating all the time.
Yep. Like, even when you're cold, right?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it should be cold, but I'm still sweating.